The Economic Naturalist's Field Guide, Common Sense Principles for Troubled Times, by Robert H. Frank, narrated by Patrick Lawler. Copyright 2009 by Robert H. Frank. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Basic Books, a member of the Perseus Books Group, and was produced in the year 2009 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Introduction. In an essay written in 1879, Francis Amasa Walker tried to explain why economists tend to be in bad odor amongst real people. Walker, who went on to become the first president of the American Economic Association, argued that it was partly because economists disregard the customs and beliefs that tie individuals to their occupations and locations and lead them to act in ways contrary to the predictions of economic theory. More than a century later, the general public continues to regard economists with suspicion. My fellow economists often object that this attitude stems, at least in part, from the fact that our positions on many important public policy issues remain poorly understood. It's a fair point. For example, economists commonly advocate auctioning rights to discharge atmospheric pollutants, leading critics to bemoan our willingness to let rich firms pollute to their heart's content. The statement betrays a comically naive understanding of the forces that guide corporate behavior. Firms don't pollute because they take pleasure in fouling the air and water, but because clean production processes cost more than dirty ones.